It's the first time for this list of goals put together by the Assembly, and they're an offshoot of the manager's annual evaluation completed earlier this month. The list starts with Giesbrecht compiling a report on the pros and cons of privatizing snow removal in the borough. He's also charged with coming up with a succession plan for key borough positions. Another is reducing or eliminating overtime in the police department. But with that goal and others, Assemblymember Jeff Mucci wanted to add in language suggested by the manager.
He's got under item number 3, prepare a complete staffing plan for the police department that includes coverage and estimated overtime and any proposed changes in service level. I mean, I think that's probably more on point than some of our suggestions, as well as number 4. Mm-hmm. Prepare various options for the Assembly on operations of assisted living now and into the future. I think that would be a helpful change.
The borough has already started investigating some of the issues. The Assembly this year agreed to hire a consultant to look at the assisted living facility at Mountain View Manor and recommend ways to improve the bottom line there. They've also had some brief discussions about staffing levels in the police department while deciding on whether to budget for a second sergeant's position on the local force. Also on the manager's list, reporting on existing local service contracts and potential contracts for businesses, appearing on the radio monthly, and reporting on the Parks and Recreation Department, including budget constraints and improving customer service. Item 8 is reviewing the responsibilities for the paid staff in the Fire and Emergency Medical Services Department and looking for ways to boost volunteer fire department numbers. Assemblymember Bob Lynn wanted to expand that.
What I also had in mind there was not just what you have here, but I think we need to review the workload we have on the existing staff, and maybe some of the workload that Sandy has needs to be either not done or shifted someplace else. But I like to look at the workload, in other words, what their job is and the workload and the whole part of that. What I had in mind originally.
Lynn was referring to Department Head Sandy Dixon, one of two paid employees in the department, although the Assembly agreed to budget for a third position this year. Giesbrecht is also tasked with planning to move a fire department storage and training building out of Scow Bay and looking for local purchasing opportunities by the borough. The Assembly also wants him to look at all fees the borough charges for possible increases or adjustments. A couple of the goals came out of a series of public forums on budgeting ideas from 2018. Items 12 and 13 on the list involve the Petersburg Economic Development Council and the Chamber of Commerce. One goal is to encourage those groups to develop a marketing plan for the community. Another is developing a plan for encouraging new businesses, including non-fisheries businesses in town. Giesbrecht, who is also on the board of the PEDC, said those two could take the longest to accomplish.
Non-fisheries related businesses, well, that falls into the whole tourism thing. How much does the Assembly want me going down that road? And for PEDC and the Chamber, that's really important for them. They have limited resources, and they really want to know how much time they should spend on this. So they're going to want some confirmation from the Assembly that this is a big deal and important. I put them on here because you had previously given them to me. I'm more than happy to work on these. But again, because I have to work with two different other groups to make this happen, I can't tell them what to do. I have to work through what their concerns are.
The Assembly also wanted to hear from Giesbrecht that he could accomplish his list. Here's Mucci.
What I'm concerned about is I don't want the goals and objectives to get lost with us throughout the summer.
Sure.
I mean, it would be interesting for me to see you get started on these, and as the group, send out this list as edited and have the Assembly kind of, weigh in on what their priorities are. But I don't want to see this, if we're giving you until next year during your evaluation to kind of do these things, and I don't want it to languish for 3 or 4 months and you be under the gun. I think these are what we'd kind of like you to do, and we can certainly get together and put our priorities of what we think is important. But I think with 7 of us, you're going to find a little bit of differences on what we think is the most important.
You asked me earlier if we can get these done. I said I can get them done. And okay. If I can't, I'll be back to you. So
okay.
There were only 4 Assembly members at last week's meeting, but they approved the amended list of goals unanimously. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.